SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the Ukraine war. BBC correspondent James Waterhouse says Ukraine is not happy about the latest developments.
Many Ukrainians are wondering, well, where from here? Because if you look at that, if you look at a successful American prisoner exchange with Russia, you wonder, well, what has Moscow been promised here? And now we have this apparent phone call between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin.
Speaking from Brussels, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said NATO membership for Ukraine was unrealistic, and in sweeping remarks suggested Kyiv should abandon hopes of winning all its territory back from Russia and instead prepare for a negotiated peace settlement to be backed by international troops. Also at SRNNews.com, the House DOGE subcommittee has convened its first hearing on the subject of federal spending. In a social media post, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says the new subcommittee on delivering on government efficiency, i.e. DOGE, chaired by Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, will help root out wasteful federal spending.
The government has piles and piles of waste, numerous unnecessary programs and grants and agencies, and all of that's under the microscope now. And that's what this subcommittee is going to be focused on.
It comes a day after President Trump signed an executive order to accelerate federal workforce downsizing. Advisor Elon Musk says that major government reform is what Americans voted for. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 229 points, the Nasdaq down one. This is SRN News. A battle over so-called conversion therapy in Missouri.
Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit against Kansas City and Jefferson County on behalf of several Christian counselors. Both entities have passed laws barring mental health professionals from helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle and transgenderism. ADF spokesman Brian Niehart says, quote, "The First Amendment protects every American's freedom to speak and listen. These are some of the most fundamental elements that go into counseling." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Boxing Association says it will file criminal complaints against the International Olympic Committee in the U.S., France, and Switzerland. The IBA says that the Swiss-based IOC allowing two males to fight females in last year's Paris Olympics may serve as grounds for criminal prosecution. The Russian-led boxing body cites an executive order on transgender athletes issued by President Trump to justify the criminal complaints. This is SRN News. Tulsi Gabbard, President Trump's pick to become Director of National Intelligence, was confirmed by the Senate, and the Senate voted to advance RFK Jr.'s nomination to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, teeing up a final vote on his confirmation later this week. Inflation heated up last month, that trend likely to influence the Federal Reserve's position on interest rate cuts.
Inflation's recent uptick is a major reason the Federal Reserve has paused its interest rate cuts after three of them last year. Yesterday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell testified before a Senate committee.
We do not need to be in a hurry to adjust our policy stance.
In January 2024, prices jumped sharply, largely because many companies raised prices at the beginning of the year. With inflation still elevated, consumers are more price sensitive than a year ago. George Williams reporting.
The consumer price index increased 3% in January from a year ago. More details at SRNNews.com.